Funding for 7 public pre-K classes has been chopped to help cover the state's $2.3 billion budget shortfall due to COVID-19. Program leaders have asked the governor to restore the money. But with schools poised to reopen soon, teachers and parents have no word yet on whether Governor David Ige will grant the request.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
That's Maui parent Jessica Oyanagi. She planned to enroll her daughter in one of the preschool classes at Kula Elementary, but then she learned they lost their funding.
It was really heartbreaking. She was really looking forward to going to school with her older sibling. And of course, for us, since the pandemic, oh my gosh, our finances are even in worse shape than they were beforehand.
Oyanagi was a photographer, but closed her business during the pandemic. She now has a real estate license and wants to return to work, but she can't without care for her four-year-old. The public preschool program planned to serve about 1,080 students this year, but the loss of classrooms will leave 140 families without a place to send their children in the fall. So the Executive Office of Early Learning that operates the preschool program is asking that the money be restored. Here's Director Lauren Moriguchi.
We prioritize children from at-risk and underserved families who otherwise may not have an opportunity to access high-quality early learning programs. We prioritize families who have some of the highest need.
The budget cuts will impact the jobs of 7 educational assistants who work in the classrooms with the preschool teachers. The aides allow one adult to help the young students with tasks like toilet breaks while the other monitors the rest of the class. Deneva Broughton Nicewonger is one of the teachers at Honoka'a Elementary on Hawaii Island who will be affected by the budget cuts.
I'll be really devastated, both for myself and for my community. Quality preschool programs are extremely important for both the students and the health of the community. In the 6 years that I've taught, I've fallen in love with it. I see how important it is. The kids are able to learn how to learn. We work a lot with social emotional. We don't have a box curriculum, so I'm able to tailor every learning activity to reach the needs of each student in my classroom.
If the preschool class funding isn't restored, she'll be teaching at a higher grade level, but that hasn't yet been decided. The state legislature just passed a bill earlier this month establishing universal child care for all 3 to 4-year-olds by the year 2030, but it is awaiting approval from the governor. The governor's office said in a statement that while Ige values preschool education, the funding for the classes is still being evaluated and the state's budget restraints are a consideration. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.